Get ready for a podcast from Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi.
News, lives, society, truth, coverage, information, talking.
Each week, Gatrick Power plunges into the throttling sewer wasteland of modern politics to uncover the hidden kernels of truth no one wants you to see.
So you do admit to escaping the country with all of its mineral reserves in your briefcase?
Yes, I did.
This is the ugly truth on the underbelly of Aotearoa. This is the voice of the unheard. This is Politics Now!
Over the past week, Alexius, while controversial film Baptist's Backwater has grossed over $700 million, making it the second highest grossing week for a film behind Sony's Mobius. While being a commercial boon for Galactic Pictures, the film has also been an enormous critical success, reaching an astonishing 96% approval rating for both audiences and critics on the popular movie rating site Jablinki. Baptist's Backwater has already snatched the 2025 Oscar for Best Feature Film, marking the second time a movie has taken out that award months ahead of the next Oscar ceremony, with 2021's Mobius being the first to reach this feat. The film's director, Alexia Stane, is even set to win the Nobel Prize for Physics, which doesn't even make sense. Despite all of this being a complete and utter W for the budding director, around seven people have decried Baptist's Backwater as an example of woke lunacy on the cold twitching corpse of Twitter, which we now call X. We now cross live to our culture war reporter, Ava Jiner, who has the story.
Thanks, Gatrick. According to reports from Politico and Snopes, the seven men who virulently despised Alexia Stane's latest drama blockbuster Baptist's Backwater were complaining at the use of women actors in a film. All seven users' posts are long-winded, misogynist scrolls with so much offensive language, grammatical errors, and spelling mistakes. I've become temporarily blind. While I can't retell the content of those posts because it would make your ears bleed, the seven social media users warned about the negative influence of having women on screen, especially how this could confuse children who might not know how to react. While the commentators appear to be fringe individuals, their opinions have been seconded by John Dick Little, executive director of ideas from the conservative, identitarian think tank. Insert innocuous name here. I now have confirmation that right-wing outlets The Daily Wire and Fox News are already making apology videos for the Backwater Seven. Here's a taste of that.
Those seven guys on X didn't really say those things. They were warning about how showing women in media in any capacity goes against the Judeo-Christian values of Western civilization. This is another example of the woke left lashing out at conservatives over nothing, and really goes to show that these vicious people don't care about anything but sympathy for their own self-victimizing.
Back to you, Gatrick.
Thank you for that riveting report, Ava. The term woke now has been thrown around for the past 3 years. But what does it really mean? To understand more about wokeness from the team who seem unable to stop using the term, I spoke to philosopher Jordan Peterson. Due to Mr. Peterson's busy schedule, we were only able to get a sentence or two from him. Here's what Mr. Peterson had to say about wokeness.
Do you believe in God? And I think, okay, there's a couple of mysteries in that question. What do you mean do? What do you mean you? What do you mean believe? And what do you mean God? And you say, as the questioner, well, we already know what all those things mean, except belief in God. And I think, no, if we're going to get down to the fundamental brass tacks.
Next week on Politics Now, we're investigating if the popular Hawk Tour meme is a CIA psychological operation.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.